All right, all new episode from Run and Tell That Podcast.
You gotta come this way, buddy.
At this point, everybody know who it is, who we are. It's Gerard, and you got G-Man. This week we got Dell, and then I think Ro, he's muted out. So, how was everybody week?
It's been a good week. I still love Fridays, man. I love getting with you fellas. I love seeing, you know, checking out our topic. And again, I'm just grateful, man, but it's been a good week.
Okay. And how was yours, G-Man? Him?
Yeah, I can't complain. It was another week. This week, okay. Right here has been better than the last couple, but it's all right.
Okay. And Ro has muted out for a minute. But on mine, you know, same week, different week, same shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess we go right on to it. Well, tonight's topic is fatal entanglement. All right, this was something I saw on Facebook where it was this warden. She was messing around with this inmate. And I guess he wanted to be honest about some things about himself. And he told her that he was HIV positive.
Wow.
She gets enraged. And she kills him.
Oh, Lord.
So now, you know, that opens the door to this topic of, if y'all was in that situation, what would you have done? Because you gotta think about it. She already crossed the line when she slept with the inmate. And then on top of that, he tells her that he's HIV positive. Mind you, she hadn't gotten checked, but it was just the whole thing of hearing it. And then she kills him. She tries to, that was the other thing, she tried to hide it. But then through investigation and stuff, they found out what happened. And now she's probably going to get life in prison or whatever. So, if, you know, if y'all had that situation to happen, what would y'all done?
I mean, you got to text me the name of that movie. I'd like to check that out firsthand, but, you know.
No, that wasn't a movie. No. That wasn't a movie. That was real life. I put it in. Yeah, we put it. Yeah, it's in the group chat. Yeah, I'll put it in the group chat. But, that's real life.
I mean, so it's just like two lives have been lost or possibly lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's, she's taking it to another level by killing him. But that's done out of anger. That's done out of rage, you know. So like I said, there's a lot of things included in that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd ask the question because it's easy to say what you wouldn't do, you know, but you never know what you're going to do until you're put into that, if you're put into that situation.
That's true.
Well, you know, if you think about it too, man, I mean, for one thing, she knew for a fact what she was getting into, you know what I'm saying? Especially with an inmate, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't, like, I thought they do some kind of, like, you know, and they
do, don't they do like a physical exam?
And then, yeah, I thought they do physical exam and they do all these stuff so they can know about them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. When I mentioned to somebody else, they said the same thing.
Yeah, I thought like once, you know, you go in there, you know, they need to know if you taking any kind of like
medication
yeah. and all that stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, the saddest part about it is that where did his physical exam happen at?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Because apparently that's a good question.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't tell you, it just picks up from where they, I guess, start, you know, they was messing around. And then he wanted to tell his truth. And then he, like, he told her.
Wow.
So then from there, she gets enraged. She kills him. She tries to hide it. And she's, you know, she still got caught in the end.
Yeah, because shouldn't he have been taking the medication? So shouldn't that have been in his file, like y'all were saying?
That would exactly. Yeah, it should have been. Should have been. But it was never brought up. It was just brought up, you know, when you read it, it just says that they started, it picks up from them messing around. So it doesn't tell you the whole backstory.
I'm going to share a story a buddy of mine told me when I was working with him.
Can y'all hear?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Again, in this, some people have they make choices, they make decisions. But a buddy of mine told me, you know, he met a girl, she was as fine as she could be. He paid no attention to, you know, he asked no questions. As soon as he got the opportunity, he slept with her. He turned around and he had got the clap. And damn. Again, this guy, like I said, he went in, got it. And the guy told me, Wardell, it was so good. I went back and got it again. So people are making decisions. Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm like, but like I said again, the warden didn't think to do a little background to ask a few questions. You know, the people that wind up in prison, not saying everybody, you know, has some type of disease, but at the end of the day, he's locked up. I don't know what he's been exposed to while he's out in the world. So maybe I want to look a little deeper. Everything that looks good ain't good for you or to you. But like I said, my boy went back and got it again. And that was just crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
You ain't got but one time. You ain't got but one time to burn me. That's it.
There you go.
You ain't gonna burn me again. I just can't. I don't care how good it is.
Were you serious?
I don't care how good it is.
Hung his head and said, "Yeah, I went back and got it again."
Mm-mm.
And I think he had a girl.
Oh shit!
So now you're looking at possibly he done passed it to her.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Keep on giving. You're right, bro. You're right.
Damn.
That's crazy. So,
like I said again, and I know stuff like this has been going on for a minute, but she was in a position of authority and power. She could have made a decision.
That's right.
You know, it's like, all right, do I fix this?
Yeah.
You know, do I ask some questions? You know, do I look at some medical records? Or did, like I said, he was that forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
And she mm-hmm. had the power and she picked the fruit. Now again, he could have kept it to himself. You know, he could have not said a word, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, he tried to do the right thing. First thing, maybe she should just, it's awful for both of them.
Yeah.
Well.
Both lives are truly lost.
Well, the right thing would have been the first time he went face down, ass up. Hey, look, before we go any further, this is what I got going on.
Man, he you was know in what a I'm saying? Position. He was a sniper.
Hey, we still should have said something.
We know. Their belly butt up, got that knee lifted slightly. They ready to shoot.
But I'm saying he should have, you know, when
I'm hot.
Look, this is the situation. I am yeah. telling you. I'm coming in hot. Literally hot. And figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And couldn't she brought some condoms in? She the warden. She could do whatever she want. She could have had a fistful of condoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some like it raw though.
Yeah, now she raw.
Yeah, she burned. She on fire now.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. She ain't gonna never shake that one. That ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Hopefully she can get that medication like... Hopefully she can get that medication like Magic. You know, Magic, he had HIV back in 1990.
Something. Nah, I don't think she got that. I don't think she got the fundage like that. Mm. She gonna be walking around like that old school infomercial when you see that fly sitting on your eyeball and shit. That's how she gonna be.
Oh wow, that's fucked up.
But I wonder if she was probably like a new
warden.
It doesn't excuse it, but then a new warden to that prison to where, you know, she's seeing some fresh meat on the line. And
well, that meat wasn't fresh.
No, it wasn't fresh.
I mean, to her it was.
Yeah.
That meat was tainted.
Yeah, look,
she didn't know it had a little bit of Twinkies in it.
Oh, we got a message from Nay.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Who are y'all even talking about? And once you have HIV, you always have it. Now, it could be undetectable, but yeah, we're just talking about had. Nah, he still got it.
He had it, because he did.
Nah, yeah, He had it. He like Craig Mack. He won't be around next year.
Exactly. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. You should be ashamed of yourself for making those type of jokes.
I didn't make no jokes. I was just saying that.
No, you was making jokes. Because I ain't gonna lie.
You was the one that called. You want to say that he was a walking petri dish, not me.
I did not say that. I didn't say that. I never said that. I never said that. That's not what I said. But no, but that was the thing though. And like I said, that's the question. If y'all were in that situation, how would y'all handle it? If you were the warden and the inmate and she and the, you know, female inmate tell you after y'all done had sex multiple times and tell you you got HIV, what do you do? What do you do with that at that moment? Because he like that warden, she got enraged and she killed him.
Yeah, because she probably had a husband at the house. And she catch, or maybe a couple boyfriends.
She might have had a husband. She might have had a family.
So, at that point, I'm going to be honest.
If she raw dog, if she letting that dude raw dog, you already know whoever else she fucking, ain't no condom being used.
I just look at it as just, that's why I say it's easy to say what you would, like I said, what you wouldn't do. Until you're put into that situation.
Yeah.
I just don't see the temptation. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you gotta keep in mind, she's a warden. And again, she's a warden in a men's prison.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, again, you don't know what people's morals are, where their thoughts are. You know, she in her mind, she could be in a candy shop. Yeah. You know, I got access to 1,000 men. You know, I can handpick the most healthiest, sexiest, whatever. And again, like I said, hell, he ain't getting none unless he a butt queen itself.
Yeah.
So it's like,
oh wow,
I get a chance to sleep with a woman. You know, it's like, I'm gonna go for it. And see, the warden, my time gets shaved. I don't know. You know, I don't want to be nobody butt buddy. I got access. Sorry, I'm messing up. Forgive me.
Are you good? She just sitting there looking at the camera feed, like 99 bottles of beer on the wall. She's counting niggas all fast.
Like, yeah, you know, shoot, don't drop the soap. Nah, I ain't going, man, please. Nah, I got a, she's a warden.
At that point,
get some of my time shaved off for good behavior. You know, if she gonna open that door, I'm gonna take it, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I mean, when You said like she had like 1,000 men to pick from.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Thank you.
That you would have picked that one.
That one. Yeah.
I mean, but we don't know for certain that he was the only one, though.
True.
I mean, she could have been fucking a couple of them. He just the one that had that.
Well, he was the outbreak.
You know.
I still say, you know what I'm saying? Give her the choice if she wanted to play Russian roulette. So he should have said something. Going before the first time happened.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Literally, he could have told her. He's like, look, I got the one hit a quitter, and I don't mean sexually.
Yeah.
You know what he was thinking. He ain't had no ass. Don't know how long he been exactly. in there or how much time he got. He had no ass, and he was not about to tell. He knew exactly. if he'd have told her.
Ain't nobody no ass. So, well, I mean,
she was like,
no, I'm down.
But now at this point, he ain't get no ass no way.
Oh, well, like I said, but again, he rolled the dice too. You know, he didn't think he was
going to be
the worst possible scenario in his mind. He'd go ahead and tell it. She gets mad at him. He gets some more time. He didn't expect it, like I said, to be actually being death
sentence. Well, at that point, he can't get no more time because what she did was against the law anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you know, people will trump up charges.
It ain't like she can go tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave up the ass, you know, and he got HIV. So you can't, at that point.
Uh-huh. As the warden, she could have had his ass whooped every day. Yep. As the warden, she go in there, and you just go ahead and go for broke on him every day. You know, until whatever.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, she chose to kill him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because she didn't want him to get out. I mean, think about it, like you said. I mean, not to cut you off, like you said, I mean, he had nothing to lose. So he can hold that over her head, so she couldn't risk it. She wasn't going to risk him exposing her.
I don't think, you know? It's an awful situation.
Yeah.
But if she was smart about it, he could have just disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, he could have just, hey, he gone. You know, death certificates, everything. She had power over all that stuff. He here today, gone tomorrow. Because things happen in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, in that fit of rage, she killed him. She got caught out there. She got blood on her hands now.
So I mean, my question is, I wonder who helped her kill him,
or did she do it herself?
She did it herself.
Oh wow!
She got him raised, and she killed him herself, and she tried to hide what she did. And then when they investigated, you know they can try to make it seem like another inmate probably did it.
Of course.
But then the secret got out.
Man, you could have put some.
And that's how she got caught.
You could have put some money on some of their books, and he would have got done. You ain't had to do it yourself. You'd be surprised what people do for a few dollars on their books.
Well, you gotta remember too. Some people are already serving. She could actually get any
lifer. You ain't got nothing to lose.
I hate when the judge said, "Hey, you got 20 to life on one count. You got 20 to life on the second count. You got 20 to
life. You ain't getting out. You're done."
Tell me, y'all let me know who lived past 100 years old. So I mean, once all these people get 20 to life and all that stuff like that, you'd be thinking like, man,
and no possibility.
Yeah,
you got no possibility of parole. Come on.
They should go.
Hey! Happy Friday, guys, gentlemen, G-Man, Ro, Adele, JP, and Gerard. How's it going?
What's up,
Callie? Always good to hear from you. So those that didn't know, Callie had a birthday this week.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy Callie. Birthday, my dear.
Yeah. Callie finally turned
21.
Yep. That's a good age.
You can drink now, Callie.
But you know, like going back to the subject and all that stuff like that, that warden could she could have used her
Plenty
power.
Of, yeah.
She didn't have to do it herself, you know
No.
what I mean? She could actually like had someone else to kill him.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, I mean, so
Or God forbid,
she
I
could have.
mean, you don't want to for I mean, you were enraged, and don't forget, when you're enraged, you stop thinking. Once you get that angry, you don't think no more.
Yep.
Everything logical is gone.
That's right.
You know, and especially if you want to kill him with your own, but by your own hand.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, a little thought would have. I ain't doing. I'm not. Look, I'm already got a life sentence with this disease.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go ahead and get locked up behind it. So, like I said, I'm just gonna have it done if I gotta have him gone that bad. You know.
Maybe, okay, so
She could have
maybe
got
you should
any.
probably.
She could have got. She could have got anything done. All she had to do was offer some ramens and
Thank you.
some snack
Put
cakes,
some money on his books.
some Doritos. You know they be making them
So
jail
thank
pizzas and
you.
stuff.
Yeah, or some or some homemade stuff to make some homemade brew with.
I'm talking about that toilet water,
That
alcohol
toilet
they be
water.
making. Oh, whoa, oh.
Have you guys
Maybe.
known anybody been in a fatal entitlement?
No.
Personally? No.
No, I don't know. Not personally. Not when it was, no, not when somebody died.
No.
No.
Yeah, you
No.
brothers that's dating a lot, y'all gotta be careful. You guys that got a lot,
Yeah.
got
Yeah, the
stable,
ones
y'all
that
gotta
be
be
out there.
careful.
Yeah, the ones
Yeah,
that's
y'all
out
be
there
careful, you
that's out
stable
there,
ones.
they got to, they need to be careful. I'm telling you. I agree with you 100%, Dale.
That's
Those
it.
guys that are out there in the world
I bet
Yeah.
you do.
need to be careful.
Because, you know, Glenn Close said, I will not be ignored. Fatal Attraction, don't know you guys are youngsters. You may not remember the movie.
I remember
But
that.
she told Dan, I'll not be ignored. And she meant
Isn't
that.
she the one that isn't that the one that put the bunny in the pot?
Damn
Cooked the
right.
bunny?
Put the bunny show. That's right. I
Yeah.
will not be ignored.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna say I've never been to fatal entanglement, but somebody tried to run me over with a car a couple times.
Well, damn it, you've been in a fatal entanglement. I don't know how you
But
define it.
I feel like fatal.
You
I
want to
feel
kill
like
him
a
up
fatal
there.
entanglement. I feel like a fatal entanglement is somebody dying. I ain't die. I ain't die.
You damn near died if that car to hit your monkey ass, you'd have died.
Matter of fact, Rose, I Rose,
And
yeah,
Rose
Rose was
got a
there.
black suit. Sandy
Rose was
got a
there. Rose was
black
there.
suit.
Rose was there when I was slipping,
got some
sliding in
time,
that
Rose.
snow, trying to avoid that car.
Somebody got some time for you. Why they call you Ass Romeo? You gotta be careful, man.
I jumped in that van. I
Matter
jumped
of
in
fact,
that van like
take your ass out and you, bro. That's wrong, man.
No, they came to no, they came to they came to pick me up. They saved me from off of Linwood Drive. They pulled around her, and they slid the damn van door open, and I leaped in.
So you got saved.
That's why, yeah, Ronan saved me.
But
the funny part.
You what was gonna happen.
The funny part was when you got really close to the door, you leaned up, you said, "Fuck you, crazy bitch."
That's a fatal entanglement, bro.
That's what's
that,
up.
That's a fatal entanglement.
I forgot that part.
What that was.
I
you
forgot that part.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Crazy thing was.
Almost got did.
Crazy, no, crazy thing was that wasn't the first time. She did it one time before in Spartanburg.
See? And she wasn't finished. She came to life.
I had to jump on some buggies. You know
See?
How they, you know when they the bug
See?
like the buggy corral. I had to jump on the buggies to avoid the car.
Yeah. So like I said, you're gonna get hit. So that's a fatal entanglement
Crazy.
You were involved in. She was gonna kill you.
Well, I look at fatal entanglement as somebody dying. You know, I was scared a couple times,
Nah,
but I
bro.
ain't dying.
No. You had a death sentence. You just didn't know it. Somebody almost died. To me, that's just as good. because you almost died. If she'd have hit your, if she'd have hit you, you'd have been dead. Ro got to get a new black suit. I got it. I already got a black suit. G-Man got a black. We good, but like I said, let's, I get a new one.
Let's not act like, let's not act like we talking about right now. This happened like 20 years ago. You act like this happened recently.
Like I said, don't matter. We could be doing this podcast without you, bro. That's all I'm saying. You got caught out.
Y'all are something else.
Have dipped
Y'all
are
something else.
Ain't right, man.
No, but I think the crazy thing was after the first time it happened, I went back. Well, I should have just walked away. Like, I didn't walk away.
Just like my boy, he went back. He know he got burnt, but he went back.
I ain't get burnt. I almost got ran over. But I ain't get burnt.
You almost got ran over.
I ran over, but I ain't get burnt. Hell yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
I mean, what's better, burnt than dead? Tell me, what's better?
Neither one is a walk in the park. I'm just saying.
That car hurt. I'm gonna tell you. You get hit by a car that hurt.
See, let me tell you something. I was 20 some years younger. My cat like reflexes was not gonna allow me to get hit by that car.
Oh, okay. But you still got.
I dodged. Nissan Altima in the snow.
You got to be careful, though.
Hey, Ro.
You ain't got that, like, reflex no more.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. I had them cat like reflexes, and I avoided that Nissan Altima in the snow with no sidewalk.
See? There you go. You ever seen Blood in the Snow, man?
Nope, but I saw myself leaping a van.
Okay, so do you think you could do that today?
Hell no. When I walk, my ankles pop, so I know I can't do that now.
So my question to you, man, is you had your lifestyle change much?
Yeah, my lifestyle changed a lot.
You was a little bit slow about that, bro. You a little slow.
No, all I do is go to work. All I do is go to work and go home.
Okay.
And that is it.
Bro, look, if that's your story, you stick with it. That's all I got to say, man.
That is my truth, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
You tell your truth, then. There you go. Man does not live by working going home alone.
I do.
The Bible says that it's not good that man should be by himself.
Hey, Ro, this podcast is being listened for quality insurance. So
it surely is.
I go home and I go to work. That is all I do.
There you go. If that's your story, you stick with it.
Yep. Oh, we got four messages, y'all.
I'm going to support.
We got four of them.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
Yes, sir.
Ro, hit the messages because it's not letting me get do them.
Oh, my God. Gerard, somebody tried to run you over with a car. Seriously. So, actually, what do you call too obsessive? Like, if somebody's, like, called it off and you keep coming around and you still have a conversation. Is that excessive? Y'all gotta get a black suit. I'd have to get a black lace veil. What you talking about?
When you walk, your ankles pop. Oh, Lord.
That's old.
My question is, G-Man. Have you been in a fatal entanglement? And was it you or was it her?
G-Man has never been in a fatal entanglement. G-Man has been good. So I've been in one. Dale has been in one.
One.
It got ugly.
Yeah.
Got very ugly in a very public place. Law enforcement was called.
Oh, shit.
But
God damn. Mine ain't get that bad.
Shit, Dale, you may not have been here. We'd have had to do the podcast without you.
It was a possibility. It was a possibility. But again, at the end of the day, I learned my lesson. You know, like I said, you gotta learn your lesson. And I did. But like I said, that's why I can appreciate the topic. Like I said, again, I'm glad there was no bloodshed. But like I said, again, things happen. You can't, with people and their feelings and their emotions, and then when you combine the physical, and like I said, intimacy helps people lose their damn mind sometimes. So you just got to be very careful. And like I said, no matter how hard you try not to take it there, sometimes it's a slippery slope. Sometimes lines get blurred, and there you have it.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna get this one too. Hold on. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, G-Man.
No, go ahead. Play it. You good.
Fatal entanglement. All right. Hey, you guys. How are you? Nice to see you on. It's been a minute. I'm just scrolling through, speaking to everybody, seeing what's going on. But this title, I'm listening.
What's up, Stereo Legend?
And listen to our listeners. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The only thing I was going to say is that, you know, anything could be fatal, man, especially when you're dealing with a man or a woman. You know what I'm saying? And that's the crazy part about it is that I have never been a part of it, but I know people that already been a part of it. You know, so it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I know somebody that said that they were a part of a entanglement. You know what I mean? They were at somebody's house and their woman seen that they were at this house. Their personality.
Oh shit! That ain't a fatal that ain't an entanglement, cause nothing happened.
Well, he was entangled, and it was about to be fatal.
I just feel like it can't be if you never consummated anything.
Well,
she did.
She did is that she took it out on his car, his truck. Like I said, the fatal part is, you know, the illusion of the entanglement. I mean, like I said, it don't have.
Well, okay, then it's cool. Okay, I got you. I got you. Then I know what you're saying.
The illusion, the thought of.
The illusion of it.
The thought that it might be consummated.
Well, you know, and
that is true.
And I end up going to this person's house, and oh Lord Jesus Christ, it wasn't nice. And let me just go ahead and say that the person said, I didn't do anything. How the heck you didn't do anything? You know what I'm saying? And she sees you at the person's house. This woman right here was packing bags. She done took pictures off wall.
Yeah.
She done, you know.
In her mind, it was a wrap. Yeah,
it was done. She done beat his truck up.
Yep.
But I'm telling the listeners too much.
But I got a question, though. What about the ones that make up the entanglements?
Explain.
They get on certain a certain podcast, mm-hmm, that used, mm-hmm, to be on, I guess, from like 2021 to like 2023, and had these list of women that they supposed to have been with, but none of the entanglements were real. So what about them?
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, to that
person, that sounds like a fatal attraction.
Sounds like a bunch of goddamn lies. That's what it sounds like. Sound like lies. Sound like you lying on your dick at the age of 43. That's what it sounds like.
Oh God. Like I said, at the end of the day, like I said, it might have been a lie, but like I said, it might have been in their minds, it could have been truth. If that made sense, it could have been truth to them. Yeah. They done thought, dwelled on
that's the same. That's the same one that said, that same one that wants an entanglement with one of them real dolls.
There it is. I'm gonna have to go ahead and slit your throat there, big fella.
Exactly. But now, but for real though, okay, for the people that's coming in, the title of it is Fatal Entanglement is because we saw a story where a warden was sleeping with an inmate. And then at some point, he wanted to tell his truth. And he told her that he was HIV positive. She goes into a rage and she kills him. And she tried to hide it. But then they, you know, they found, like, them, you know, they investigated. They found out that it was true. And now she's, I guess she's in prison, right? I guess she's in prison now. But the question of it all is, if it was you, what would you have done in that situation? So that's the basis for the tonight's topic.
All right, I'm gonna catch this other message.
All right.
He said they had seen, that means the woman died and came back and tried to kill you ass. That's what it was.
Man, that shit crazy. Y'all wild as hell. I knew immediately where that story was going. Both of y'all stories. I see Tully and Arn is
and you back know together. What? And fellas, I want, again, I know we don't have a ton of listeners yet, but like I said, if any of our listeners have been in a fatal entanglement or near fatal entanglement, and they would like to share that, hey, like I said, we want to listen too. Like I said, these are all teachable moments. Like I said, your story might turn somebody around. So again, we appreciate every listener. But if you got a fatal or near fatal entanglement story, hey, give us a call and let us know.
All I'm gonna tell you is with mine, avoid cars and parking lots. That's all you gotta do. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you ain't got no transmission, bro. You can't outrun a car, man. And if it wasn't your
I'm
brother,
saying, you know what I'm saying?
You need to be kissing your brother butt. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. I love you, bro.
Crazy thing was, I wasn't even running. I was walking swiftly in that snow when she tried to hit me, but my brother came
now,
through.
I don't, you know what, Jerome? I don't know what you did to her. I don't know what you had said to
why
her.
I got no. This is not what we're gonna do. This is not what we're gonna do. This is not what we're gonna do. We not gonna blame the victim. That's not what we're gonna do.
What you did.
Well, she might think she the victim. She just might think she the victim.
I don't believe that.
I'm not, but Gerard, you might be a little silver tongued devil. You could have been making up promises in the shower. You know, we don't know, because we just got your side of the story. But like I said,
because my side of the story is the truth.
All right.
He was out there slinging that devil dick.
No, I was not.
To kill your ass, you know.
The crazy thing was, you knew. I told you what happened, though.
Who pulled up on you, opened them doors so you could jump in. Man, like I said, he might have had to get that black suit.
I don't feel like I was to blame for anything. I was the victim in that situation. Both times, I was the victim.
You, if that's your story, you stick with it.
I was. All
right, we got one more. Hold on, y'all.
You did something to her. She didn't want to just run you over with a car for no reason. You did something to that woman.
This is not what we're not doing tonight. What we're not gonna do is we're not gonna victim shame. Y'all are victim shaming me right now. So this is not what we're gonna do.
She might have been felt she the victim.
I was the victim.
Like I said, women can be emotional.
How am I not the victim?
You would have been if you called me the victim.
I didn't do anything.
I know.
Not really, I didn't do anything. It was a misunderstanding, is what it was.
Okay, it almost got you killed.
A misunderstanding.
That nearly got you killed.
It was. There was lack of communication.
That nearly got
is
you
what
killed.
Almost what did. That's what did that.
That was about to get you a new tattoo on your back.
That's it.
Call Michelin.
That's it. Michelin man. They're going to call you the Michelin man.
Nah, but seriously,
why
though.
Why y'all call Rob Michelin man? Because of that tie he got on his back?
Nah, but what happened the second time around, this is what really happened. So it was right around my birthday. So she supposedly like was going to, you know, cook me dinner for my birthday or whatever. So we communicating. And that was during the time I was part of this club that had my, you know, my brother was on there. And I think with G-Man came on that when I left. So when I left that group and we used to have like the dog tags or whatever. So she said something about to the effect of getting married or something. And I was like, well, I'm not ready. I wasn't ready to get married. And she was like, well, you got those dog tags and that's a symbol. I said, a symbol of what? I said, it's just dog tags. That's what it is. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. So then she started pointing at her ring finger and then next, you know, me and her arguing.
Oh,
and I left, but I didn't think it through. I should have called.
Ah. She not pre-leaving. You accepting blame.
I didn't think about it.
You're accepting blame.
I didn't think about it.
You identifying
blame. What messed up about what?
That's good.
How I messed
That's
up?
Therapeutic.
No, I think I did the right thing. No, I didn't know. I did the right thing. I didn't know. I did the right thing. Yeah, I walked off. Because the argument was getting too intense, and I said, well, let me walk away.
Not good.
And then from there, that's when she commenced. She let me get far. I ain't gonna lie. She let me get pretty far before she rolled up on me. And I almost slipped. She almost winged me. I slipped in that snow.
She almost winged me. Speed and ass up. That's all.
She almost winged me. But like I said, my cat-like reflexes. And in my mind, I'm like, where the fuck are they at? Because I'm running out of real estate here. Running out of road. And then that's when they pulled up. But that is what happened. She wanted to be married. I didn't want to be married. And everything
escalated. You know, you can't keep eating the cake, man, for free. You got to pay for it after a while, bro.
She was giving it for free all that time. All of a sudden, she wanted me to make her an honest woman.
No,
you wasn't honest 3 days ago.
You was young and not smart enough to know, bro. She wasn't giving you nothing for free. She was putting.
She was giving it away for free all
that
time. No, she was giving away free the whole time. Well, I done got it now, so I mean.
Bro, like I said, you know what, Rod, you was good looking, but you wasn't smart.
I was smart enough to not get hit by that car. That's all I needed. I was smart enough to elude the Nissan Altima.
No, you had cat-like reflexes to elude the Nissan Altima.
That too.
So like I said,
that
kid,
too.
Look, every time you looked into her eyes. Every time you told her something she wanted to hear in the shower, man, you was digging yourself deeper and deeper, and you didn't see it, and you didn't have a clue. You was putting it down.
I never gave anybody false hopes. I never gave anybody false hopes.
Every time you slept with her, you gave her false hopes. Every time you looked into her eyes and told her everything was going to be all right, you was giving her false hopes. And then when you said,
I couldn't look in her eyes. She wore glasses.
Don't you fucking do it. God damn it.
Damn, like I said, you wasn't doggy style all the time. She wore glasses. Rod, you crazy.
She wore glasses. I could look directly in her eyes. She had bifocals.
If she wore glasses, she saw you that much better.
But then, if that's the case, then she should have saw that we would never get married.
Bro, she saw with her heart. She didn't see. She just saw in her heart, man. She was looking, man, but she didn't know, man. Your heart was, man. You had a little frost around your heart, bro. You were just trying to.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You know about that Nissan?
We were both. We were both having fun.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't just me.
Okay, so how much fun was it when you dodged that Nissan?
I mean, at that moment, it wasn't fun. My life flashed before my eyes a couple times. But now I can look back at it. Now I can look back at it and laugh. And, you know, shit happens. I think the funny thing was after I really got married and I saw her and she tried to hem me up in Dollar. She tried to hem me up in the corner in Dollar General. She was like, oh, so you gonna marry her, but she didn't want to marry me. Now at that point, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of got scared because she had an eye twitch. I saw it through the glasses. I was a little worried. She had a twitchy eye. I got a little worried.
Twitchy eye and glasses. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where's your twitchy eyes and glasses? Okay.
All right, y'all. Let me catch these two right quick.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Sound like them solid gold oldies.
That's it.
For most you get you.
I figured you were going to say so. I was waiting on it.
Get you that box set for $17.99. Yeah. I'm going to draw. You had a while. You had some wild adventures there, guy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I done had a couple of them.
Bro, you've been a good, you've been a good brother to Rod, man. You done saved him. You done pulled him out the fire, pulled him out the snow. You all right, man. Everybody need a good brother.
Nah, he is, though. He is. When I used to make them late night moves, he'll be right there with me sometimes.
That's right. And y'all wasn't tag teaming nobody, were you?
Oh, no.
That's
gross. Nah.
No, but I did have one with I had another one with a husband caught me outside of Crossroads. And he said, hey, your name's Rod. And oh, I walked up, I'm like, yeah. He had a gun sitting on his lap. He was like, yeah, I heard you were sleeping with this person.
Wow.
Man, shit, we work together. We don't get down like that. Mm. Oh, fucking the shit out of that man's wife.
See? There you go. And you know what? That might be the topic of another podcast. You know, men that have slept with other men's wives. You know, we that might be some, or women that have slept with men while they were married. That might be something we need to investigate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We can call it young, dumb, and dump and cum.
That's it.
That's it. Why I gotta be so graphic on the back end?
we might have to iterate that conversation. And is there any right or wrong to that? I mean, because a lot of times a lady can get back with her ex, you know, and sometimes a guy can too. You know, they can get back with their exes. So, you know, it might be a conversation we needed to have down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, maybe. Kelly message pause.
Hold on. I don't got two of them.
Yay.
Well, you kind of right. It's YouTube and it's some jazz. And the screen has a sexy black woman in a silver tight dress with a fro and some loop earrings. And she's sitting at the bar. And this is what I listen to every day. Good topic. I agree on that. I've done that, I believe, 3 times. Yes, I have. Well, my ex was never aware that I did that. He was in the military, so he was gone a lot. So, nothing else needs to be said.
Okay.
Now I know what you meant.
Do you blame your ex for being away like that? Having that field wide open.
Ooh,
the whole field.
What's that?
The question was directed towards Callie. If she didn't mind answering it.
What was the question again?
Do she blame him for being away? Leaving that.
What was the other part you said? Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said.
We're
gonna leave that alone.
Okay. Damn it, I missed it. Hold on.
I do blame him because he purposely and intentionally picked assignments that made him away. So okay, you purposely and intentionally did something. So, hey, I gotta take care of myself. And you guys are being awfully quiet towards me because I've been leaving messages and everybody's sitting quiet. What's up with that?
Oh, nothing.
No, don't you take it personal now. Like I said, we're just sitting here addressing questions. But like I said, Cal, you know we enjoy hearing from you. But at the end of the day, like I said again, you got to be mindful that, you know, like I said, if he left that door open, and you step through, that's on you. Any regrets?
Yeah. And you know, it's one of them things too, like when you think about a fatal entanglement and all that stuff like that, you do have a bunch of people that's dealing with some kind of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And like Callie, you said that you know, when he was gone all the time, look,
and he accepted assignments that took him away.
To take him away, you ain't had no choice but to have an entanglement.
Yeah, you got entangled.
So, I mean, as a soldier wife and all that stuff, like, things do happen like that and all that. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy out there in the street. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just crazy.
I know. That's why I'm always at home or at work.
Yep.
Crazy out here.
You know, but you know, you got some media things going on too, bro. You ain't isolated.
So, but you can't. You guys got to remember, Peter can't be Pan without the peanut butter.
What the fuck? What? What does that mean?
So, Peter Pan had to have some nuts in him.
It's some nuts. You gotta have them nuts.
He had to have some nuts.
Them nuts.
I mean, think about it. Peter Pan had to actually be Peter Pan. So then now look, think about it. So you have peanut butter and jelly. Then you have peanut without the nuts.
Gotta have nuts.
Now everybody wants the nuts. I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah, you gotta have the nuts, man.
Oh, hold on, I got you.
At the end of the day, I, you know, of course, none of that's right that people step out on relationships or marriages and stuff like that. But when you're left with, especially in the military life, when a wife is left alone and she has no family, she has no connections to anybody really in the middle of nowhere places that the military sends people, what do you expect her to do? I mean, I did get a toy, but he looked in the drawer and found that and threw that shit away. So what do you want me to do at the end of the day? Toy. You know.
You buy another toy, Calvin.
You know, you I mean, I needed the attention. I needed the love, and I wasn't getting it. So I was pulling at straws, as you may say.
Cal, you got the attention. You never got the love. You just got the attention. And like I said, find a better hiding place for your toy.
Yeah. I mean, at least put it inside your dang on underwear. Just walk around.
Oh, that's the first place you look.
No, but I'm saying, no.
She, put in a shoebox.
No, she put it in her underwear. She walk around with it in her.
Oh.
She ain't gotta hide it no more. She just walk walk around and she got it. She got it in there. Most people would say, man, that woman, I won't say it tonight. Not tonight. But
anyway, any more messages, fellas?
Bro, you got it. It's one in there. One down there. Oh, he muted. Let me see.
Like I said, listeners, we love you guys. If you got a fake.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't get the love. You are 1,000% right. I was never truly loved in that relationship. But I'm getting it now. So it's all right. That's in the past.
Callie, we applaud you. And now the fact that you're getting the love that you so richly and rightfully deserve. So again, my hat's off to you. You continue to enjoy life.
Yeah. Of course.
And well, we'll be doing another episode at 7:20. So we're gonna go ahead and start closing this one out. So we're gonna go around and get everybody's final thought. Who wants to go first this week?
I'll go. In regards to our topic, I think it was a good topic. I think we got some good callers. Again, we got people to share some thoughts. Rod, I still think you're a lucky guy, man. And like I said, now that your ankles are cracking, like I said, you're going to have to do better. But like I said, let's be mindful that people, you know, we got feelings. We got emotion. We got to be careful out there. But again, fatal entanglements, they happen and they're real.
Yeah, and then for me, I want people to think about, remember back in the days they had the apple bottom, you know, but guess what? They got something new now. It's called the peach bottom.
Peach bottoms.
So, I mean, people need to actually go ahead and pick up on that peach bottom and all that stuff like that. And just remember, man, ain't got to be the apple no more. It's all about the peaches. Peace.
Stupid. We got another message.
Shout out to y'all. I hope y'all having a great evening. I hope everybody's hearts are healed and strong. Sending my love to y'all.
Why sound like Juicy? Why sound like you had the dick?
Hey, Juicy. We ain't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, much love. We looking forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you got a final thought?
Oh shit. Let's go. You can be home today, or you could be dunking tomorrow. But forever, you will not be 21.
Stupid. That's pretty deep, bro.
Excuse me. All right, so. Before I do my final thought, one thing, everyone that came through left messages. Like I said, we'll be back at 7:20 for the after party lounge. And with the after party lounge, there are no topics. It's just free flowing conversation. just us having fun. So my final thought for tonight is when you know that you have done wrong, you have to leave that person's house. No. Make sure you look both ways before you cross the street. And that's all I got.
Oh no, we got one more message before we go.
We got one
no, we not. We got one more message. Yeah. I got you.
See me in a minute because y'all been doing shows with Cali girl. I don't really know her like that, but she got me blocked. I mean, that's okay. It's
oh, God.
You, but that's why I haven't been seeing you guys because y'all been doing a lot of shows with her, so I haven't been able to tune in. So I'm just speaking while I can.
No. You can come back.
You can it's come all back, good. Thank you.
It's good. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll be back at 7:20.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Crisscross applesauce and couple yum yum.
Oh wow, we're out.
Peace.